thanks for his grace, so we can worship him in here.
今天早晨也很高兴能够有青少年在我们中间。
I'm glad all the youth group are here among us.
原本呢，如果大家还记得上一次来这边和弟兄姊妹交通道关于家庭的见证。
Originally, if you remember last time when I was here, we talked about the testimony of the family worship.
所以原本呢，今天应该是跟弟兄姊妹继续来交通道夫妻啊。婚姻关系的见证。
Originally, I planned to discuss about the husband and wife serve and testify for the Lord.
但是因着有青少年在我们中间呢，我就把这个题目的扩大了一点。
I extended this topic because the youth group is among us today.
讲到就今天早晨愿意和弟兄一起来思想一件事。就讲到一个爱的见证
So we want to meditate and think about the love and testimony
就讲到主给我们的一条新命令叫我们彼此相爱
And the new commandment the Lord give us that's love one another
这彼此相爱可以说是我们基督徒一生当中最重要的一个见证
Love each other is the most important testimony for a Christian
是夫妻之间彼此相爱
Not just among, between the husband and wife
父母儿女之间彼此相爱
But also among the children and parents
在神家里面弟兄姐妹彼此相爱
Within the house of the Lord
这可以说是教会最重要的一个见证
And so it is the most important testimony in the church
因为主耶稣的话在约翰福音十三章告诉我们你们若彼此相爱人就认出你们是我的门徒来
In Gospel John in chapter 13 it says If you love one another and others will recognize you
所以我们刚刚读了经文约翰福音第十三章
We just read John chapter 13
盼望弟兄姐妹回去有机会好好的把那张圣经整个读过因为时间的关系早晨我们没有办法能够完全的来读
Hope brothers and sisters can read it over for this passage because we cannot read too much here because time constraint
我们也读了罗马书第十三章的其中一节第八节
We also read the Romans chapter 8 verse chapter 13 verse 8
那边也让我们看见关于爱的这件事
And it also talk about love one another
我想再读一处经文就是也是十三章乃是在哥林多前书第十三章